He had seen Caroline around campus before, and occasionally out at bars at night. She was a total knockout, a red-haired beauty with big brown eyes that would melt you if you stared at them too long. There's something about her that looks so vulnerable, so innocent. She had a cute little nose, and just slightly dotted with freckles, high cheekbones, beautiful skin, and round, full lips. He watched her, sitting at the bar. She was wearing a denim miniskirt and a tiny white top, which left her belly exposed. She sat with her legs crossed, a sandal dangling off her right foot. He watched her place this plastic straw between her beautiful, glossy lips and take a long, slow drink. She noticed that she had his attention. Letting the straw slide from between her lips, she softly bit her lower one and winked at him, letting her full lips slowly slip back out from between her teeth. He smiled back, and she glanced down at the bar stool beside her. He looked behind himself to make sure. He wasn't about to make a fool of himself, which made her giggle a bit. Then he walked over and sat beside her. "Hi," she said. "I'm Caroline." She smiled and offered him her hand. He smiled back, introducing himself to her, taking her hand, gently shaking it. Her touch lingered as her hand slipped back away from his. He could smell her perfume, just a hint of it, but enough to draw him closer. They chatted for a few hours. He bought her a few drinks, and they talked about the people they knew, the classes they were taking, things they had in common, and the things they didn't. Around 11, she told him she needed to be getting home. And much to his surprise, she invited him to come back with her. He nearly fell over himself agreeing. She seemed to like that. Once they were in her apartment, her demeanor changed. Once inside, he shut the door and turned around, only to see her slowly lowering the zipper on the side of her skirt. Her skirt fell to the floor, and she stepped out of it. Her lips now turned to a sexy little pout. She came closer, placed her hand on his cheek, and looked into his eyes. "I really like you. I think we could have a lot of fun together." He swallowed, looking down at her purple thong, her long legs, her bare tummy, and he felt his cock starting to swell. He shifted his hips a little, hoping to adjust it, so his erection wouldn't be so noticeable. She noticed. "Let me help you with that," she said, looking at him with her head lowered, eyes peering through her red bangs. Her little hand slowly passed over his crotch, taking hold of his cock, squeezing gently, tugging a little, rubbing. She smiled and moaned a bit. Her hand on his cheek slid down to his chest, over his stomach, and found his zipper, which she slowly lowered. Her hands now freed his cock from his underwear and through the open fly of his pants. He was rock hard now, straining as she wrapped her hand very slowly around his shaft, turned and giggled. "Follow me," she said, tugging his cock as she walked. She led him by his cock to her bedroom and told him to lay down on the bed. "Hands over your head," she said. He stretched out. She took her time removing his shirt, her fingers playing with his nipples and running over his chest and stomach. Once his shirt was removed, she did the same, revealing a beautiful, lacy, white bra. She took his hands and raised them higher over his head, guiding each one into a soft leather cuff, which she buckled around his wrists. She smiled playfully. "Now you are mine." He smiled back, laughing softly. "No complaints here," he told her. She bit her lip, her smile growing wider. "Oh, they'll come later. Don't worry." She slid down and was now working his pants and underwear off, stripping him totally naked. Much to his surprise, she didn't cuff his ankles, but instead pulled out two more cuffs, attached them to the bed midway up, and began buckling them around his knees, spreading his legs as wide as he could manage. She lowered her head and took his cock deep inside her mouth, slowly rising up, letting those soft, full lips slide over the shaft, the tip of her tongue tracing along the underside. He arched his back and raised his hips as best he could, moaning and twisting. She looked at him, her head tilted. I love big, hard, swollen cocks. I love playing with them, she said, her finger tracing along the underside of the shaft and around the head. For hours and hours and hours. She looked at him and pouted. You aren't going to come and ruin all of his fun, are you? All my fun? He looked at her, puzzled. When you come, she explained, it gets all soft and no fun. I'm going to keep it nice and hard, but you have to promise not to come, okay?
But if I come, you can make it hard again, he protested.
She shook her head. Not the same, she said somewhat insistently.
I can come more than once a night, he said somewhat proudly.
Not tonight, you can't,
she said, laughing, her fingers playing with his hard cock again. He pressed his cock harder into her hand, thrusting. She pulled back.
Now, try to hold still,
she told him, her voice halfway between a request and a command. He resisted the urge to move as she wrapped her hand around him and squeezed and then let go, squeezed and let go, over and over. His heart was racing and his mind started to spin as he tugged at his wristbands. Please, he whispered, almost breathlessly. She leaned over, her face close to his, her hair falling around him, brushing his cheeks.
I love when boys beg, she hissed. Please, I need to come, he begged.
She sat up, beginning to lecture him a bit.
No, you don't. You want to come. You don't need to,
she said, slowly stressing the last two words, her tone flat, almost instructional. She looked down at him, as innocent and cute as he had ever seen her.
You'll need to come later, she explained,
almost clinically. She leaned down, those beautiful lips pressed against his ear.
Wanna know a secret?
She whispered. He nodded.
I'm not gonna let you come then, either.
Please, let me go, he pleaded. She sat back on the bed, her hands on his cock again, squeezing it as it throbbed in her grasp. She just slowly shook her head, saying nothing.
You know, I slept all morning and all afternoon. You know why?
He just closed his eyes.
So I can stay up all night long.
She kept squeezing and he squirmed more, tugging harder at his cuffs now. She removed her hand, shaking her head. She wagged her finger, chiding him.
Now, what did I say about sitting still?
He opened his eyes just in time to see her open palm swinging towards his hard cock. There was a smack, followed by an intense stinging. She was pouting.
Don't make me punish it. It is more fun to play with it, don't you think?
He was whimpering now. Oh, God. Oh, God.
She was smiling again. That's much better, isn't it?
Her hand was gently stroking him as he began to throb even more.
I know it aches when I rub it, she continued, but it can be even worse when I don't.
Her hands moved from his cock to the inside of his thighs, her fingernails tracing along the insides, right up to his cock, where she stopped. She touched his stomach, massaged his balls, and played with his pubic hair, while his cock bobbed up and down, twitching, needing to be touched again.
Can you please rub it again?
He said, feeling somewhat humbled.
Again, she refrained from speaking, just biting her lip and slowly shaking her head.
Finally, the frustration got the better of him, and he twisted and turned, trying to get free, trying to get some relief, some sort of sensation on his cock. She pulled back, laughing this time.
Frustrating, isn't it?
He nodded, almost ready to cry.
How does it feel to want something so bad? Something you can't quite get, like an itch you can't scratch?
She looked at him, head cocked.
Poor baby, all frustrated and no way to get any relief. Please let me go, he pleaded. Ask nicely, she said, head still cocked, watching his. Please. He moaned desperately. Say pretty please, she taunted. Pretty please, he said quickly, blushing now. With a cherry on top? She asked. He swallowed. Pretty please with a cherry on top, he said, cheeks now burning. She could barely contain herself. Giddy with laughter, she shook her head. Sorry, but I'm having too much fun. She reached over to the stand beside the bed and pulled out a long white feather. She cuddled up with him, tracing the feather over his stomach, her other hand playing with his hair. This is such a fun game. I like using the feather to make your cock twitch without making it come. I love seeing it twitch. Do you like feeling it twitch? He shook his head. She ignored his response. Please don't, was all he could manage. She smiled and moaned. That's right, beg. I love hearing you beg. He could feel her breathing increase as she pressed against him. She started to grind into him, pressing herself against his hip bone, thrusting against it. The more he begged, the more desperate he grew. The hotter she got, squirming and humping against him. The feather started doing its work, barely brushing against his cock, barely touching, sending every nerve ending into a state of electric arousal. His cock, aching and straining, started to twitch, needing more contact that the feather could provide, inching him closer and closer to an orgasm, but not quite enough. Please, don't do this to me anymore, Caroline. Please. He begged, his voice shallow and desperate. Her lips pressed to his ear again, whispered, I want to tell you. Her breathing was so heavy, her words so mixed with arousal. How wet I am. How tight. How good it would feel for you to be inside me. To fuck me. She moaned, her witness soaking through her panties so he could feel it where she was pressed against him. Do you want that? Do you want to fuck me? She sounded as desperate as he felt. Yes, he cried out. I want to fuck you more than anything. Please, God, please let me fuck you. His mind was so lost, he didn't realize that he was crying until her tongue slid along his cheek, licking his tears as she started to come, slowly at first, then turning almost violent in her thrusts and squirming against him. The feather brushed up and down and sent him to the very edge of an orgasm. He tensed, waiting for the next sensation. Anything, even a breeze would have done it. As she finished her orgasm, she curled up close, nibbling on his earlobe, but ignoring his cock completely. She put the feather down and began tracing her fingertip over his lips, touching them gently, teasingly. She sat quietly, holding him for a few minutes, while he whimpered, asking her over and over to help him, touch him, let him come. Finally, she stood up and put on a robe. I'm going to go have a cigarette. I'll be back in a bit. She stood and looked at him. She smiled wickedly and pulled out a sleep mask, placing it over his eyes. He felt her kiss his forehead. Be right back. He had no idea how long he had passed when he heard the door open again. He twisted and squirmed a bit, trying to get Caroline's attention. He heard her giggle as she approached. Mmm, she said, her hand running the length of his cock. You kept it nice and hard for me. That was sweet. He tried to peek under his blindfold. She taunted. No peeking. Her hand pressed over the mask, making sure it covered his eyes more firmly. I wouldn't want you to see me naked. Completely naked. Now he really squirmed, wanting the mask off. His cock twitched and bounced with each word. He could feel her curl up with him again, her head resting on his hip,
her hair spilling over his legs. Her fingers were again running up and down the length of his shaft, causing him to moan incoherently.
"You want to make me happy, don't you?"
she asked, in an almost little girl voice. He nodded, gasping at her last touch, which sent his cock into small spasms.
"Well, let's play a game."
He could almost see her smile as she said it.
"I love games, don't you?"
He squirmed, not answering, her stroking growing slightly faster.
"It is called The Princess and the Stable Boy," she said, still stroking him rhythmically.
His heart started to race as she spoke.
"Once upon a time, there was a beautiful princess who spent her days in the kingdom trying to find ways to amuse herself."
She switched to gentle squeezes, massaging his aching cock now, but avoiding the pending orgasm which would have followed extended stroking.
"The king and queen, seeing she was very sad, sent her a pony. But when the pony was delivered, she found it was as boring as the rest of her toys. As the young stable boy was taking the pony away, she noticed a bulge had formed in the boy's pants."
The sensation stopped. There was a pause in both the stimulation and the story, and then both continued. Her hand was slippery and slick, having licked it.
"She reached out and took hold of the boy's cock, tugging it at first, then releasing his pants and seeing it fully hard. The young princess's eyes lit up. Now that looks like a toy worthy of a princess."
He started to thrust into her hand, desperate to come.
"But the boy," she said sharply, "was greedy and too anxious, so the princess had to stop playing with him until he calmed down."
She pulled her hand away. He kept pumping, desperate for any sensation, which brought a fresh round of giggles.
"But it did make the princess laugh," she added.
Out of his mind, he begged, "Oh, please, Caroline, this is driving me crazy." She corrected him, very patronizingly.
"You mean, please, princess?"
"Yes," he wailed, a wave of frustration washing over him. "Please, princess."
"But our story is just getting started. Don't you want to know how it ends?"
she asked playfully.
"If I stop telling it now, we won't find out if the poor stable boy gets any relief. I can't promise he will. But we won't know until the end. But I can assure you that if he interrupts Princess's story, he won't get any fun at all."
She slipped the mask off his head, and he blinked, his eyes adjusted to the light. She was standing up now, naked from the waist down, her hair tied up in two pigtails, wearing a tiny light blue baby tee with the word "Princess" written across it in golden glitter. She winked at him.
"Shall I continue?"
she asked, her head tilted. He nodded frantically.
"Well, let's see. Ah, yes," she continued. "The princess found her new toy so exciting that she couldn't resist letting her hand slip between her legs, gently gliding her fingers over her wetness. She curled up tight against her new toy, the stable boy, squirming and sliding along his naked body as she teased her clit and made her fingers slip inside herself."
He watched as she closed her eyes, masturbating, her breathing growing ragged and her moans growing deeper and more drawn out. He watched, expecting her to be thrown into an orgasm immediately, but much to his dismay, he only saw her getting closer and closer and closer before withdrawing her hand, raising it to massage her breasts through her shirt, and then trace her wet fingers over her lips. He began to whimper as he felt her pressing him harder and harder. "My God," he thought, "she's teasing herself." She could barely speak as she continued telling the story, fumbling for a pack of Trojans. She unwrapped four, and one by one set them on his stomach. In the first, she squirted a large amount of clear gel, then slowly rolled the condom on his cock, her hand gently massaging the gel into his skin. Slowly, it became more and more difficult to feel her fingers. In a few seconds, he had to look down and make sure she was even touching him. His cock, much to his horror, had gone completely numb.
The princess decorated her new toy and, oh God.
She quickly added the remaining three condoms, making any sensation impossible.
She took her new toy and slipped it inside her.
She moaned as she rolled on top of him, his cock slipping deep inside her. He moaned, half in desire, but mostly in frustration as the condoms and the gel blocked the sensation of her wet sex as it began sliding up and down his shaft.
The princess ordered the boy, she called out, not to come, but to pleasure her.
No, please, he whimpered. He watched helplessly as she began rising up and lowering herself on his cock, his mind knowing he should be able to feel her, but his body unable to process the sensations.
The princess,
she said breathlessly, throwing her head back, fucking him harder and faster, her narrative getting lost in the collection of moans, turning to screams as she started to come. As she did, some of the sensations started to return, then more, then even more, until he could finally feel her slipping and sliding against his cock.
Oh, God,
he moaned. He closed his eyes as she fucked him harder and harder. As he started to thrust back into her, she collapsed on his chest, letting his cock slip out of her. She looked up at him. She was covered in sweat, her cheeks glowing, her hair matted a bit against her forehead. She added, out of breath,
"The princess liked her new toy very, very much."
She slipped down, slowly peeling the condoms off one by one.
She couldn't wait to see if the stable boy kept his word and managed not to come while he was inside her.
She smiled up at him as the last condom was peeled off.
"Such a good toy," the princess told him, giving him a little pet.
She tickled the underside of his cock, just below the head, causing his cock to twitch. He squirmed more as the sensation was returning to his cock more and more. She looked up at him, a seriousness in her eyes.
"More than anything else, the princess wanted to play with her toy over and over again. She liked making him squirm and beg and whimper. But more than even that, she wanted something more from him."
He looked up at her, whimpering, straining so much now, tugging against his bonds. She smiled, sitting back and regaining her composure, and began to continue telling the story he now realized they were both writing together.
Chapter 2, Making the Stable Boy Cry.
Her hand wrapped around his cock again. He closed his eyes, not noticing she had picked up a bottle of baby oil sitting next to the bed.